This is the Real Talk University podcast, where your hosts, Andre and Christian, explore success stories outside of the classroom.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to a new episode of Real Talk University, and also the first ever episode of a new segment of Real Talk University that we're calling the lecture series. So basically, this is just going to include 10 to 20, even maybe 30-minute episodes with just Christian and I, where we discuss important topics to you guys that will help you along your journey to better yourselves, level up, and take advantage of opportunities outside of the classroom that we talk about with our guests. So today, we're going to do the first episode of the lecture series, which will come out on a Tuesday each week, complemented by our interview episodes every Thursday. And today, we're going to be doing just a Q&A to start off, and we just have questions submitted by people on social media, such as Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever else, and we're just going to go through and give our best answers and responses to these questions.
First question we have today is, what is the lecture series? Well, basically, we just went into that, but it's just going to be Andre and I soloing a topic, whether it be motivation, skills in entrepreneurship, financial wellness, and we'll just basically go into how we take on those approaches every day in hopes that you guys take something out of it and can better yourselves in your pursuit of success and financial freedom and whatever else you're pursuing with your passion. So I'm going to let Andre speak on that answer, and then we'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Like, we opened up this episode, we just felt that we do so many episodes, and I mean, obviously they're all interview episodes. So I feel like at this point, after almost half a year into our podcast journey, you guys would want to hear more from us. And not just interviews and people telling their story, but some things that you guys can take away from after listening for 10 to 20 minutes and implement in your daily routine. So really just trying to focus on actionable advice. That's going to be the main theme of this segment going forward.
Yeah, totally. So some of the topics, the next question is, what topics will you discuss? Like I said, some of the ones we have planned are why to start a podcast, the top side hustles right now in 2019, how to grow on social media, some more Q&A sessions with specific topics, how to get people on your podcast that you really want, how to manage your time for college students, because we still really want to focus on the college aspect of our podcast and our mission. So yeah, those are basically the topics we have now, but we're definitely open to talking about really anything you guys want us to talk about. So,
yep. So enough about us and what our plans are. We're just going to get into some of the more important questions here. So one of the questions submitted by someone on Instagram was, when will I find my passion? Every day it feels like the world is getting ahead and I'm living behind. So whoever submitted this, I completely understand where you're coming from. And if you've listened to our podcast before, or have heard, you know, some of the guests that we've asked this question to as well, what they're just going to say is that you can't really force this kind of thing. You can't go out there and intend to find your passion, I don't think, especially from my own experience. I think when I go out there and I tried to find my passion just a few months ago, it didn't really happen for me, and it could get super frustrating. So I know exactly where you're coming from, and it does get, you know, tough to just see everyone succeeding, everyone doing their own thing. And this just goes back to some of the other things we talk about, how you can't really compare your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20. You just have to put yourself out there, take advantage of all the opportunities around you, and let this come to you. Because if you put yourself out there, your passion will find you.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it doesn't really matter when you become wealthy, when you become successful, because it's going to happen someday as long as you manifest it, manifest your dreams and aspirations. I think that you find things when you're not really looking for them. So while what you're doing right now with your work might not be your passion, but it's just getting your bills paid, getting you up off your feet, that's fine. And once you find your passion, you can just work tirelessly and it won't even feel like work, and hopefully one day make a lot of money off of that. So don't rush it. Just take your time. It'll come to you. And once it does, then you can really take action and crush it.
Definitely. So I think just the main takeaway from that real quick is just patience. Again, it's obviously tough, especially it's even tougher when you're focusing on what other people are doing and what they're achieving. So really just try to focus on yourself and, you know, focus on the micro, the day-to-day achievements and goals, and that'll get you to where you want to be in the long term.
Yep. Okay, so next question. Tips when being interviewed. From a podcast perspective, I would just say be open to anything. take like whatever they ask you on the fly. Don't think about it too much. Just give the first answer that comes to your head, because that's probably what your heart's telling you, and that's what you're really how you really feel about that question. So I would just say, don't be too nervous. Just be comfortable with who's interviewing you. But for a job interview, I would say definitely prepare for that. Go through the basic questions, like tell us about yourself and what are your strengths and weaknesses. And that's always good. Those are good behavioral questions to practice for. And then obviously, if you're going for a more practical field like finance, be ready for a hands-on kind of like question, like figuring out like a balance sheet or a financial statement or something like that. But there's definitely two different types of interviews, and I hope I covered both aspects of those.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like this question was more directed towards jobs and going out to find an internship or anything along those lines. So just from my standpoint, where I think you could do the most work in terms of preparing is really just presenting yourself as an expert, really being confident in who you are and what you're good at. And again, just doubling down on your strengths, because everyone does have weaknesses. And rather than focusing on those, I think you should really bring out your strengths more. And again, if it's for a certain company or for a certain role, I would definitely do research and be prepared to understand what the role is, what that entails, what your day-to-day is going to be, more about what the company does, what their goals are, how you kind of fit in that system can do. And really, the biggest thing is just be yourself. In interview, you should really never be pressured to know the answer, because if all the answers, I feel like, are like personal attributes, and if you're just yourself and you're telling the truth, then I think you'll do really well with that.
Yeah, and another big thing I want to add, something we've heard from one of our guests before is, like, treat it like a sales pitch. Like, you're trying to sell yourself to the company and why they should hire you. So be confident, do your research, like Andre said, and you'll crush it. Okay, so what is the most frustrating component of running a podcast? I would have two answers to that question. One, just the technicalities at first, like figuring out how to edit, figuring out how to get your podcast out to Apple Music and Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all that. It definitely takes time, but once you learn and maybe use our free ebook, that'll definitely be helpful, because we definitely want you guys to succeed and we'll help you through those steps so you don't have to go through the same struggles we went through. But I would say that like the most frustrating part, like something that I really focus on every day, is just to be patient. Like, overnight success isn't really a thing. There's a lot of people in our niche, in our podcast niche of entrepreneurship, so we're just trying to every day do better and be consistent and be persistent on social media and putting out good content. So while it is a little bit frustrating sometimes, it's definitely good to just trust the process and just know that you'll be successful one day, and it's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, definitely. I think you hit some of the good things there. Just getting a little bit deeper into the actual day-to-day process. Obviously, editing can get tiring over time. And I think what helps Christian and I is the way we divide up the work. I think having a co-host and going at this with two people rather than making it like a solopreneur venture makes it a lot easier because, again, like we just mentioned, people have their strengths and people have their weaknesses. So just having two people rather than one obviously opens up the potential to have more strengths in diverse areas. And as Christian mentioned, we do offer a podcast ebook, which really, I think, if you read that through, and you'd be able to launch your own podcast fairly quickly, because it's basically what Christian and I have used these past 6 months and some of the things we've learned along the way that could help you to maybe even get to where we are in half the amount of time. So definitely check that out. We do put a link in the show notes of every episode, and let us know what you think. And if it did help you, we'd be happy to hear your story about that.
So next question, how do you get your guests to agree to an interview? Well, it's basically coming down to outreach. So mass produce a DM that says who you are, what you're about, and why you want them on your show, and then just send it out to really anybody that you find interest in, whether it's an athlete, an entrepreneur, a business owner, really a podcaster, an influencer, anybody that you can think of. While you won't really get answers from many people, maybe about 5 to 10%, that's still a lot of people in the long run. And basically, once you get them to agree, you just send them an email and set up a time for a Zoom call. Shoot them a calendar invite, and they'll most of the time be more than happy to hop on, because at least from a college perspective, like kids like us, people really like to see young kids doing what we're doing. So if you're around our age, they're definitely going to be more than willing to come on. And even if you're not really around our age, you're a little bit older, I think they'll definitely still respect what you're doing and want to come out and give their story to you, because at the end of the day, it's really a publicity thing for them because they get to tell their story. People love to talk about themselves all the time. So I really think that doing a podcast where you get to interview somebody will be your selling point to get them on.
Definitely. And I think, obviously, there are a lot of people that do what we do. Interview shows are more popular than they've ever been before. So you got to imagine these people that you're requesting to have on your show are getting tons of similar requests to yours. So there's got to be something, some aspect that you stick to that makes you stand out. And I think for Christian and I, just being in college and trying to offer what we offer to a very unique niche that's not really being offered this kind of an interview-styled podcast is our unique selling point. And just being genuine, I think also the most important thing is to follow up with these people, because even if they don't answer the first time around, that doesn't mean that they're not interested. It's just that these guys have so much going on that they might forget about a message you sent, or they might have not seen it, or maybe it was their assistant that have seen it. Who knows? Just if you really want someone on your podcast, be persistent and offer them a very unique platform that a lot of other people can't offer except yourself. So you just got to find that. And once you find that, I think it'll also help your show as well, because people will relate more to your message.
All right. So how do you deal with negativity and criticism from others? I personally don't really feel like I've experienced a lot of negativity from people around our podcast. I think a lot of people love what we're doing and support us, but in the case that it does happen, 100% block out negativity. And if there's criticism, I would say take it in a good way. Just people are trying to look out for you. Maybe even if they have bad intentions, they're giving you a perspective that's not your own, and it can really help you to improve. So if you experience negativity, just block it out. Don't listen to them. They're not doing what you're doing. You're working hard. They can't really say anything on the outside because they're not the man in the arena, as Teddy Roosevelt once said. But definitely use criticism to your advantage. Don't drown that out. See if they're actually right and if you can improve on something. So,
yeah, and I think real quick, I actually was asked this question on a recent podcast interview, and the answer I gave, even though we don't get much criticism, but if it does occur, then I would just say it's not really negativity. It's more FOMO and confusion. People just don't really understand why you're doing what you're doing. And they're also FOMO, again, which is fear of missing out. They're just scared that they're not going to be with you when you take it to the next level. And they just kind of want you to conform to societal norms, which, again, is a major theme of our podcast. And there's also a theory called the crab theory, which basically puts this into a better perspective and a better explanation that I can give on this podcast. So if you're interested in learning more about that, there's great videos on YouTube about the crab theory. So let me know if we need to expand on that or if you found help through those videos.
All right. So next, this question is from Aruba on Twitter. Actually, she asked, what inspired you to make a podcast? For me, it was Andre coming to me and saying he wanted to start a podcast where we try to help college students find ways to succeed outside of the classroom. And I agreed instantly because I really, like, on my own, I kind of noticed that in college, like, we've said it a lot on this show, but, like, in college, they teach you how to be good students. They teach you employer skills, like, how to be good in a workspace. And we feel like there was a missing thing of learning how to, you know, be successful and have your own side hustle and maybe even find your own career outside of the classroom while you're in college. So we basically made this as a supplement to your classes. If you want to tune in and find out how to, or see how people have monetized their passions and done it without college, this is what we're here for. So,
yeah, definitely. I think the why behind why we started the podcast is simply because, like you've heard on many of our episodes, we kind of just saw that everyone is trying to do the same thing. They're working towards the same goal, and a lot of the work that they're doing is inefficient. It takes a lot of time, and it's not really going to help them in the long term. So we just wanted to provide an alternative solution to that, something that you can add on to your college workload. Again, it's just a form of self-education. And I thought the easiest way to do that would just be an audio podcast that you could listen to in between classes, on your daily commute, later at night, at the gym, really in any convenient location, and always be bettering yourself and just feeding yourself more information and inspirational stories and ideas of how you can go out and make a better life for yourself or put yourself ahead in the game.
Absolutely. All right. So we have like a few questions left here, guys. First, who was your favorite guest on the podcast thus far? That's really tough because we've had a ton. I feel like every time I do a new interview, they get better and better. So I'm going to have to go with, you have any answers? I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Anytime I get this question, I'll always just say it was my grandpa. Just because growing up, obviously, he was my biggest inspiration. He was the entrepreneur of the family. He started his own business. He made a living for his family And he would always be the go-to person for me to seek advice, entrepreneurship tips. And he just kind of fed that inspiration to be an entrepreneur and go out and make a life for myself. So having the opportunity to interview him was pretty awesome.
I'm going to go with a new answer here because I don't really know. I just really liked who, like, what we were able to do with Adam Weitzman. So Adam Weitzman was one of our earlier guests. He's a very successful scrap metal business owner. He owns one of the largest scrap metal industry like businesses in the world. He doesn't really do interviews much, so like him inviting us to his office to interview him in person was awesome for us. It was a great experience. It was awesome to see how you can become extremely successful through hard work and dedication. And since then, our friendship has blossomed. We've been able to attend a sporting event, like courtesy of him. We've been able to keep in contact. He's truly a great guy, and we really hope to build out off that in the future. So for your least favorite guest, what would you have done differently to make it better? I don't really have a least favorite guest. I would say I have like a few least favorite performances of mine, like early on when we weren't too good at interviewing yet. So for me, like I said, I don't have a least favorite guest. Just when I like stutter on my words, or I don't know what to ask, or I feel like we left some things like unsaid, like really good questions, that kind of frustrates me because I mean, obviously the people are really busy and you can't like redo it and ask them to come back on unless they're really generous. So just bad, like I said, bad performances are what frustrate me because I wish that I did better.
Yeah, definitely. And I think everyone has a great story. And the way you bring that out is being a great interviewer. So some of the times where our podcast was not as good as we want it to be, I think, again, the blame falls on Christian and I just not being the best interviewers we could be. And I feel like that happens. That's just part of the process. And we're getting better over time. So obviously there are some interviews I'd love to go back and do over. But again, we just got to keep our heads down and keep moving forward and getting better and better after each one.
All right. So when will you do a Kaufman Incubator series? So the Kaufman Southern Tier Incubator is a place in the Binghamton area, downtown Binghamton. Basically a startup place for a bunch of startup companies to have a workspace. So basically we would look to go on and interview a bunch of successful entrepreneurs in the space. I don't know when we're going to do it, Andre. When are we going to start that up?
Yeah, so unfortunately, the way the schedule worked towards the end of this semester for us, it kind of crossed over between a big event that they're doing at the incubator. So we weren't able to get it done before the semester like we wanted to, but it's still in the works for first semester next year. We're definitely going to be stopping by and doing interviews sometime later this year. We're just, you know, working out the details, getting some things set up. But we're definitely excited to go in and do some interviews with some local startups just because it's cool to see the everyday, you know, grind that these startups and companies and founders are going through to try to put their products out there to the masses. So it'll be really cool. I'm excited for that. And it's definitely still going to happen. It's just a matter of when. But thank you for tuning into this episode. This is, again, the first of many for the lecture series. We're really excited to pursue this and make it widely available for you guys on an every Tuesday basis. I think there's just a lot of information and things that Christian and I have learned over these last 6 months that could help you guys do better and live to a higher degree and higher standards. So we're really excited. And if you enjoyed this episode, let us know. Let us know with any feedback, anything you'd like to see on future episodes of the lecture series. And other than that, we look forward to putting out more interviews on Thursdays.
Absolutely, guys. So just like the interviews, we started out not the best, and we've grown to become, I'd say, a pretty good interview podcast. So just like this, we're kind of starting from the bottom with this, and we're only looking to improve from here. So give us any criticism, any feedback you may have, and we'll look to build off that. And if you made it to the end, give us a shout-out on Twitter or Instagram. We would love to hear from you guys to know that you made it all the way to the end. That means a lot to us. So have a good day, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, guys, show some love for the Real Talk University podcast by subscribing and leaving a review on the Apple Podcast app. See you all next week.